This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين. شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbab rasulillahi salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, yu'allimuna al-Qur'an bidarbi al-amthal. One of the common styles that the Qur'an employs to teach the readers of the Qur'an is to give parables. And one of the most painful parables the Qur'an gives. وقال هذا من أقسى أمثلة القرآن. قال جل وعلا أيود أحدكم أن تكون له جنة من نخيل وأعناب تجري من تحتها الأنهار له فيها من كل الثمرات. In this parable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, would any of you love to have a garden wherein it are all different types of fruits and vegetations? تجري من تحتها الأنهار, and the rivers run underneath, and all types of fruits and vegetations are there. وأصابه الكبر. And then this person was of an old age. وله ذرية ضعفاء. And in their old age, they have young dependents. They're too old to work, and their dependents, their children, are too young to work. But they have this place that can support everybody, the young and the old, with minimum amount of work. Jameel. هذا جميل. You know, this is what we say nowadays. This is like passive income. You don't have to do anything. He's like, you know what? Ideal retirement. بعدها يقول ربنا جل وعلا فأصابها إعصار فيه نار فاحترقت يا للمصيبة. Then at that point the Quran says, after giving us this very beautiful picture, then the Quran says a hurricane takes place, whirlwind takes place, and in it is fire, and it burns everything down to ashes. ومن اللطائف إن القرآن بعدها لا يتكلم. And what's nice about this is that afterwards the Quran doesn't say much. It leaves it up to your imagination. تخيل. Leaves it up to your imagination. What is going to happen? This individual is too old. They can't really do anything. And these are too young. Can't really do anything. So what do you do? كذلك يضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets parables to people, gives them examples, so that they may reflect. The Quran doesn't say, what are you supposed to reflect about? أتفكر في إيش؟ مصير الكبير؟ مصير الصغير؟ أتفكر في إيش؟ What am I supposed to reflect on? What's going to happen to the elderly? Who is going to take care of the young? What is the Quran attempting to teach us here? Some people say that this verse was mentioned amongst charity, verses of that has to do with charity. So the Quran is saying that these are people who give charity for purposes other than charity, so it will be useless. And that's a good understanding. And other people, the Quran is saying, the parable may be about charity, but the example that is being set is a struggle that sometimes parents have. And that is, as a parent, what is it that I want to leave my children with? You know, summertime is coming up very soon. And summertime is a challenging time for us parents. Summertime, especially June, July, and August, happens to be during which most young people try new things. Try new, illegal, risky things. Because three things are going on. A lot of free time, boredom, and less supervision. For young people, this is what we call a recipe for disaster. And then we've said before that a good identification or a good definition of parenting said that my job as a parent is to protect and prepare my children to thrive and survive in the society that they will live in. عملي كأب كأم كمربي إني أحمي أولادي حتى يزدهروا ويتعايشوا في المجتمع الذي يكبروا فيه. Remember, we're talking about the society that my children are going to grow up in, not the society that I grew up in. As Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib said, ربوهم لزمان غير زمانكم فإنهم خلقوا لزمان غير زمانكم. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, once addressing parents, he said, equip your children with tools that will benefit them for their time, for they have been created for times other than your times. And that is why it's important that we become aware what are the potential challenges facing our children. Given this society, they say that there are about five challenges that our children go through. إخوان سبحان الله وضع أولادنا والله كان الله في عونهم معاناتهم والله شديدة يا رب الطف بهم يا رب العالمين. You know, the challenges that our kids go through nowadays, in this time, in this culture, in this society, are so unbelievably tremendous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them, ya Rabbil Alameen. I say that the first one, the most visible one, is identity crisis. In'idam al-huwiyya. These kids are so confused, don't even know who they are. And they say that, you know what, and this is something in Western cultures. As adolescents are growing, the fifth stage, Eric Erickson suggests that, you know what, this is either identity cohesion or identity confusion, where people reassess, they try to figure out who they are and they get lost. And if you don't know who you are, you can't interact with the world. If you don't know who you are, you become confused. And we live in a time where people are so confused, and the media further reinforces this confusion, so much so that people grow up not knowing if I am male or female. I am confused whether I am a man or a woman. I don't even know what I am. Fluid, I'm non-binary, I am this. Like, this is how much confusion there is out there. And they say that people who have what they call a clear or self-concept clarity, wuduh, fil huwiyya, they interact with the world better. They know who they are. They're not impacted by bullying. They cruise because there is this clarity. شو هذا الوضوح يدعو إليه القرآن. قال ربنا جل وعلا ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the need to have that clarity in your self-concept. And who's better in speech than the one who believes does righteous deeds and proclaims, I am one of the Muslims. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ I am one of the Muslims. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, knows what is important for us. This idea of clarity in self-concept and clarity in identity. Kids are so confused. Confused about their beliefs. Confused about their values. Confused about the cultural background and the cultural values that their parents have told them. And that is why you see young people trying different things. Because they're confused. They don't know who they are. Any small reassessment, they're just constantly, and especially with the name brand nowadays, there is so much confusion there. Number two, another struggle that they're going through is lack of confidence and lack of self-esteem. Where people constantly, especially young people, talking about how worthless they are. Give you an example. One study suggested that 97% of women on any given day, there is one thing about their body that bothers them every single day. 97% of women. Somebody jokingly said, and the other 3% are lying. But listen to this. When 97% on daily basis, they are dissatisfied with something about themselves. Where one out of every four girls beginning in the fourth grade is going to go through some kind of an eating disorder because society has taught her that she does not look good enough. People just walking around saying that I am worthless. And when people feel worthless, they become paralyzed. Mishlul. You don't do anything. You don't believe that you can contribute anything because you believe that you are worthless. Third one, confusion, ambiguity about moral issues. Don't know what's right. Don't know what's wrong. Don't know who has the right to say what is right and who has the right to say what's wrong. So much so that everything becomes relevant to the point that you cannot even say anything about it being right or being wrong. How do you go through life? How in the world do you go through life if you don't even have a basis that tells you what is right and what's wrong? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تحدث عن هذا الموضوع يقول يأتي على الناس زمان لا يأمرون فيه بمعروف ولا ينهون فيه عن منكر. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke about a time when people are going to be so confused about right and wrong that people will become silent. They will no longer enjoying what is good and they will not speak against what is wrong. So the companions sitting there and they said, Prophet of Allah, أَوَكَائِنٌ هَذَا? Prophet of Allah, this really will happen? فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَشَرٌّ مِّنْهُ Not even this, even worse than this is going to happen. كَيْفْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ قَالَ يَأْتِي عَلَيْهِمْ زَمَانِ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ He said it'll be so bad that not only people will not say anything about right and wrong, but they will literally command of that which is evil and they will prohibit that which is right. And again, remember, we're talking about our youngsters. We're talking about young people who may not have been exposed to the moral grounding, you know, that people who belong to an older generation may have had. Because in older generations, right and wrong was very clear. Nobody questioned that. Your job was to follow. We're not saying that people ought not to ask questions, but questioning the obvious does not make you smart. As they say, some people are so open-minded, their brains fell out. Literally, that's what people have been told. Literally, this idea of think, you know what they say? People want the comfort of an opinion without the discomfort of thought. You want to have an opinion, but without the discomfort of actually doing the work to get to that opinion. So what happens is that these kids are so confused, moral ambiguity about what is right and what is wrong. Nobody can say anything, it being right, because what you believe is right, somebody else believes is wrong. What you believe is wrong, somebody else believes is right. Well, how do I navigate myself in this world? How do I do this? I listen to this, they seem to have a point. I listen to this, they seem to have a point. And I am so confused. I'm so confused about this. Remember, our children are going through this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them, ya Rabbul Alameen. Because they're genuinely confused. It's not that they're being stupid. They are genuinely confused. Another challenge that these young people are going through is a sense of hopelessness. You know, this notion of, where am I going? Sometimes I meet with these young people, say, what's going on at the school? What would happen at the end of school, Sheikh? Well, you get to get a job, and then what? Then you've got your own family, and then what? And they just continuously were said, like, nothing matters anymore. A complete sense of hopelessness. Nothing matters. Well, when you have this again, life doesn't matter. Talking about a lot of people wanting to numb the pain. You're talking about a lot of people talking about the different mental health crises that are going through, or people just poor coping mechanism and doing different things. Other day, you know, just, you've got to love the Quran. يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما. This last April, you know, April is known to be the month during which most people attempt, and again, you know, they want to try smoking marijuana. I was reading more on this. They've been running some articles on it on CNN and the media, talking about new cases. 30% of schizophrenia and psychosis nowadays are marijuana induced. 30% of psychosis, schizophrenia are marijuana induced. It's not that people are dumb, but there is like this numbness, pain, pointlessness that people are experiencing, and they're just trying to deal with it. And what you see is the young people that are being impacted by this. And it seems like the more technological progress we make, the more moral, social regress we are making. نتطور تقنيا نتراجع أخلاقيا نتطور معلوماتيا نتراجع أخلاقيا واجتماعيا. You make progress on one end, but then again, the regression that happens on the other part is just absolutely pathetic. لذلك ربنا سبحانه وتعالى يعلم المؤمن يقول له إيش قل لا يعجبك كثرة الخبيث. Do not be deceived by the abundance of evil. It may be in abundance, but that does not change the fact that it is evil. So do not be fooled by it. لا يعجبك كثرة الخبيث. And these are part of the lessons that inshallah we hope to pass on to our children. But remember, we need to come from a place of understanding. You know, they say the ABCs, parenting. The number one is awareness. You've got to be aware as a parent. Now, what is it that I need to protect my... What is it my children are going through? So number one is awareness. And number two is boundaries. Got to let the kids know, man, what's right and what's wrong. You know, how do they interact with the world around them? Where do they put the boundaries, moral and otherwise? And then C, communication. A, B, C. Got to communicate, because they say that if you want to influence, you must be able to communicate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى صلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. Now in all of this point here is not to paint a gloomy image or to make people go hopeless. But the point here is that we become aware so that we know how to address and we know what it is that we want to address. And inshallah, this summertime, we do have what we believe to be a very good summer program for teenagers. And these would be the type of issues that we would love to discuss with our youngsters. Creating a strong sense of identity. Building a strong foundation. How do I know what is right and what is wrong? Instead of that hopelessness, we want to create an atmosphere of optimism. Instead of that worthlessness and low self-esteem, we want to instill a sense of pride and purpose. Inshallah, we're hoping that we would use the months of June and July as an opportunity to help our youngsters, inshallah, in these areas. Program starts absolutely the 1st of June, and it goes all the way into the mid of July. It will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's for our youngsters, boys and girls, inshallah. For part of the program, they will be together, and then for the other parts of the program, they will be separate. But remember, what happens is that the masjid and the house complement one another. We want to make sure that the message at home, the message at the masjid is consistent. The masjid does not take over, but the masjid further helps with this. And we've been saying this for the past few weeks now, the importance of the presence of the fathers at home. You know, they speak about youngsters being validated by their fathers, especially young girls. They say that a girl that does not feel valued, complimented, appreciated at home, she will look for that valuing, validation, appreciation somewhere else. And unfortunately, sometimes they find it in the wrong places. We do not want this to happen. And as such, we come together as families, as a community, in order to protect our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show them the way. May they be guided, ya Rabbil Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones are not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a full and speedy recovery. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of us or our loved ones have lost the way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to his way. If any of our loved ones have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر لنا عيوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر الله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.